which is the haiku is by its nature a constrained system. You have to be counting your syllables. You have to be within a grid.
Congratulations to the class of 2020. My condolences.
I love the look on your face right now. You're like, yeah, no shit. Yeah, I mean, that's perfect.
The world is really fucked up.
Well, that's what I was thinking of. You know, like,
nothing's
like,
going
like,
well.
How can I write about this?
We're inside of a mass extinction.
So
weird.
Like,
it's,
you know,
us.
If I was just going to be like,
200 species going extinct every day.
Like, I feel so abject.
The earth is being ravaged by a virus.
I mean, the poem would just be shit,
right?
Like, there's so many shitty left political poems that are published that are just free verse poems. I like art that it is.
A lot of people, a lot of you are gonna hurt each other.
What it is inherently political.
I'm not gonna know how to deal with that.
Politics directly.
You're gonna eat each other alive.
Yeah.
You're probably gonna make the world worse.
And directive art is closed art.
You
that's a really good way to put it. Open art. Yeah.
Doesn't look good for humanity making out of the next century.
I mean, this has its directive moments, for sure. But
it's
generally speaking, what I was like thinking is like, well, if I use a constraint, that might allow
a bad place
to like actually open up some possibilities for these feelings and
patriarchy, racism,
commentaries that I feel were pretty
world's being
in a lot of ways and
ravaged
also,
by.
Like, allow me play, because, like, I mean, let me tell
fascist
you,
governments,
500 interlinked hikes,
strongmen and demigods,
no small fucking feat, it took a lot of doing, like, it was hard, I was, like,
I was,
2, 3, 4, 5, like, I became, like, obsessed
by
the way, everything worked, every single word.
It's a rhythm, and it's not even, like,
I could give you some advice, but
it's, like, an asymmetrical,
I don't really believe in advice.
Whenever anybody says the word ideology,
no one here knows what's going on.
Like, it's the first thing I think. I just imply, in a way.
At some point in your life, you're
exactly
gonna feel like everything.
It's like the image that pops into my head, and unless you have something else to say, we can end.
Everything is totally meaningless.
Of that scene in
Shawshank, but it's probably worse than that. It's probably active harm.
Plays the opera for the whole prison.
Yeah.
Alright, man. Thanks
so,
for coming in. This has been amazing.
Class of 2020, it's
really
it's looking grim for you.
Everyone else.
Gonna be the poorest and most educated generation. We'll see what that does.
Thanks for listening to Talk Is Cheap. We'll be back next week. I'll see you guys soon. Thanks, y'all.
I don't know what else I can say. you. Yeah, that's... No future. No future for y'all. It could be interesting. Maybe it'd be fun. Seems like anything could happen. Yourselves, but not too much. Approach everything with a amount of criticism and joy. Solidarity. Hail Satan. The end. I feel like I'm forgetting something. Tell the class of 2020. Kinds of weird things going on in the world. None of this was really unexpected. Shit, 2020. Listen, guys. Let's just be quiet for a second. It's too sad for me to tell you the things I need to tell you. I'm trying really hard, but it's just too hard for me because it's too sad. Kinda like like I don't think we're gonna make it 2020. Things are getting worse and worse. Things are worse than our wildest dreams of being bad. And yet we keep joking about it. Are we living in a post-revolutionary society? Shit is very weird, 2020. We're in this together, 2020. We're in this with you. I was trying to give a satirical commencement speech, but suddenly I realized I had something to say to you. You get to be really creative. We're all gonna be creative. Don't listen to that shit that they've been telling you. The world can be totally different than this.